Hey, everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges, the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we give you the opportunity, because we're digitally based on all of our platforms now, to share what we do. So if you hear something from a guest or yours truly that you think, hey, other people could use, share, please. We're not proprietary. You know, don't steal my work, but no one's really doing that. Well, actually, they are on YouTube, but that's another matter. And I really don't care. The bottom line is, folks, is you got to get the word out. Time is short, and we need to grab as many people as we can collectively to our side, because we're going to need everybody. And our topic today really reflects this beginning admonition, where we're going to be talking about Civil War with Doug Thornton, former Marine contractor and, of course, DHS agent. And we're going to be getting into all that. Before we join Doug, though, I just wanted to mention the first part of the show is brought to you by Noble Gold. And I'll just say this to you very quickly. Do you have assets to protect? Well, the dollar is in big trouble. Bob Griswold, I did a great show on the M1 money supply. Folks, it ain't going to be long. One thing or another is going to happen to take the dollar down. I don't know when, but I do know it's going to happen. And if you leave your money in the bank, you're going to get killed. You need to diversify. And I can't go into all the detail here right now, but what I can tell you is I went from being an advertiser to a customer with Noble Gold for a very good reason. And I feel that I'm going to come through what's, well, it's coming our way, and I'm going to be able to retain most of what I have. Do I think it's 100%? No. None of us are going to come through this unscathed. But I do think that Noble Gold gives you the best chance to preserve as much as you can. Remember, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. Noble Gold can be reached at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. I just want to mention, they'll never push you. You have to close the deal. They're just going to give you information. They'll even send you free information. Well, Doug Thornton needs no introduction to our show. He's now a colleague of mine on Global Star Radio Network. It's one of the networks that the Common Sense Show appears on. And it's a great network headed by Todd Waite. Todd does a tremendous job and has great shows up there. And I don't mean good shows. I mean the best shows. And talk about starting at the top. It took me several years to get to Global Star. Doug does it instantaneously. That's what you get when you're a first-round draft choice, right, Doug?
Well, I don't know about all that, but I'm doing my best, man. I'm really trying as hard as I can. And, you know, just for everyone out there, gsradio.net, mm-hmm. please visit Global Star Radio. Support everybody that's on there. We got the Hagmans on there. We got Ted Brewer on there, yourself, me. We got a bunch of great lineup of people. So really support that platform and spread that message. And, you know, something that Dave and I have been talking about is how we need to expand this movement, the alternative movement, the Christian underground movement. We really need to expand ourselves to as many platforms and venues as possible, because Dave, you and I both know there's a war coming. And we need to use every channel of communication that is available to us. That's from, you know, replaying stuff like this on ham radio,
sure,
seeing if your local AM FMs will carry it. You know, just getting the message out there. I mean, you know, spread the word amongst the churches too. Our churches are way too quiet to not be into this fight right now. So we really need to be out there spreading this message. And, you know, we're going to talk about Civil War today. And, you know, during the last Civil War, over 600,000 people died. And the country was divided almost right in half. You know, it was brother versus brother at some point, neighbor versus neighbor. But the one thing that was very telling was that the war college that was in Virginia, most of the people that were from that war college were forced to choose a side. And we're looking at a military now that may be potentially forced to choose a side. We have generals who are saying that by 2024, the military may be so split in half and divided that it could cause a civil war. Now, between guys like me and Dave and a few others, we see this as a false flag, or the impending future, because we know the impending future is they want a civil war. And I've been saying it for a while with Dave that by 2024, if we're not in a world war, we'll be in a civil war. They can't lose this next presidency. They can't have a Ron DeSantis. They can't have another Donald Trump. Oh, once again, another article. If Donald Trump loses in 2024, his supporters will rise up with arms and overtake the government. no one is out there within the MAGA country movement saying any of this. This is all coming from the CIA, the leftists. They are telling you what they expect to happen because they themselves are planning on making it happen.
This is not a new strategy, Doug. Back in the eve of the election in 2016, somehow the New York Times, this New York Times reporter got a hold of my number, and he called me and said, I'd like to interview you. You've had a lot of provocative articles on Hillary Clinton. And I said, sure. And I went through and I was real honest about why I said she'd lead the country to destruction and why I was supporting Trump. Very above board conversation. But I was smart enough that when he called me on my cell, I said, hey, excuse me, my cell phone's dying. Can you call me back on this number? That was my Skype number. And Skype triggers automatic recording on my system. So, and I live in a state that's a one-party state, so I didn't have to tell him. And so we did the whole interview on Skype. And he gets to the end, and I thought everything was okay. And he said to me, well, are you still going to advocate for violence if Trump loses? And I said, where the hell did you get that? He goes, well, it's pretty well known that you advocate for violence. I said, I've never advocated for violence. And by the way, this has all been recorded. And if you say a word of this in print, I'll sue the living hell out of you. And I'll get people on the right that will contribute to our legal fund. And he hung up on me, but he never ran the article. This is their fallback position. We are being painted, as I was in 2016, as an insurrectionist, that if we don't get our way politically, we're going to rise up with guns. No, that's not the case. That's never been said by the vast majority of people on our side, Doug, and you're exactly right. They're creating this scenario, I believe, for two reasons. One, they're going to say it's coming. They're going to rise up. They won't accept the election, and they're going to start roundups before the election. That's what I think is coming. And then number two, after the election, they're going to have a false flag event, and they're going to blame the people on the right, and they're going to begin to really round up, not just the leadership, but the rank and file, and they're going to go after the guns and the whole nine yards. What do you think? How crazy am I?
I don't think you're crazy at all. You know, we have over 30 congressmen right now who just recently signed in a bill to disarm Americans. Every year, it's the same bill that keeps getting played over and over and over. And if you don't know what bill this is, they change it every year with some new HR House Republican bill or whatever they're calling it, House Representatives bill. And right now, it's the same thing. It's to take away semi-automatic weapons from pistols, rifles, shotguns, large caliber rifles like .338 Lapua, 300 Win Mag, all these, the 50 cal, all the really nice big quote-unquote assault rifles, but also 40 millimeter grenade launchers, suppressors, different types of attachments to include optics that you can put on your weapon. More or less, Dave, they want us to get back to having muskets. While the government can have lasers, they can have missiles, they can have rocket launchers, they can have any type of automatic weapon that they want. I've shot a lot of them, and they're really fun stuff, but that doesn't sound fair to me. It sounds like a totalitarian government who wants overall control of their people. Dave, they're scared of you and me. They're scared of the American people who are awakened to their dastardly plan and who are trying to get a rally cry going for Americans to wake up and to unite and to stop coming at each other's throats. So they have to stop that. And between every false flag, disarming America, pretty soon, Dave, they're going to disarm the First Amendment. You won't have a free speech platform. You won't be able to go and scream your grievances at the government anymore. They're going to take that down, and we're going to look like, you know, we're going to look like Europe or Australia, and we won't have an answer for it. And this is once again what they need in order to control the country. And I feel this way, and I think Dave, you agree. When they lose House Republicans, or excuse me, when they lose the House to the Republicans, when they lose the Senate to the Republicans, they are going to be forced to take Biden and Kamala off the plate, replace them with someone else, and then let the false flag start happening. We may not even be able to vote by 2024 if they, the elite, are that afraid of the new American wake up. And it's something that I've been talking about on my radio show. I have a new acronym. We know, you know, all of us guys who are in the military and law enforcement, we all have acronyms for everything. Well, I have a new acronym. PAP, the Post-Apocalyptic Patriots. That's eventually what we're going to be, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be the Post-Apocalyptic Patriots, because the left will destroy this country, destroy the economy, liquidate our borders, and join us to the hip with the New World Order if we do not get out and fight them back and challenge them, beating them at the polls, beating them at their own information wars. We have to try our damnedest to take over every element. And we actually have people on our side, even someone like Elon Musk, who he's kind of a gray zone guy. But Elon Musk is one of those people out there saying that the wokenization of America is a true threat to our civilization. You know, we have people out there who are on our side, like former President Donald Trump, trying to start his own news media. We have to continue to progress down that road and take back everything that was originally American that the communists now seize control of. And that is the fight that we need to get back to. As conservatives, we need to take back the mainstream media. We need to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. We need to take back industry leaders. We need to take back everything that can compromise the infrastructure and get back to a limited government. Dave, if we don't do that, we're going to lose this country.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And they're not just taking away the First Amendment with regard to what we do in these forums and freedom of speech on social media, which does not exist. There is a company, and I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me because it's out in the TV studio and I wasn't going to talk about this, but there is a company out there that publishes, or I should say manufactures, dog tags with religious sayings on it. And the Pentagon just came out and they're forbidding the soldiers to wear it. That's a First Amendment violation of your religious freedom. And then the second thing they're doing is they're telling this company they cannot produce these dog tags with religious sayings on it. And now this is in litigation. A lawsuit has now been filed. But it shows that the fact that the Pentagon is satanically controlled, they're moving against Christianity, which is Jesus Christ. And I'm of the mindset, and sorry, folks, I don't want to offend anybody, but I think you're either on the side of Jesus or you're on the side of Satan. And ultimately, I agree with Steve Quayle. This is a spiritual war as much as it is a physical war. And the Pentagon just declared which side they're on.
Yeah, Jesus himself in the New Testament says that you're either with me or you're with Satan, period. Yeah,
exactly. And, okay, you know, here it is here. I just pulled up my original notes on this, and the Free Liberty Institute has filed the lawsuit on behalf of this company called Shields of Strength. Yep. And it's a family-owned, faith-based company, and they're suing the Pentagon after it blocked it from continuing to produce replica dog tags with Bible verses on them. I mean, Doug, could these people in the Pentagon be any more stupid? They're going to make a martyr of this small Christian company. This is a no-win for them.
Well, over 20 years of service of doing this. And, you know, what a slap in the face to servicemen and women out there who are Christian. Or who are, you know, may not be Christian, but are wearing that dog tag that has some Bible verse on it. And during their darkest hour of need, they have nothing else to turn to. You know, they sit there and they thumb that dog tag and they can look at it and read, you know, Psalm 91. You know, these are the type of dastardly things that the leftist elitists, the Satanists, the heathenist people that run this government, this is what they do. This is very telling to me. And it's a clarion call, what the Pentagon is doing. They have not gone after Buddha. They have not gone after Satan. They have not gone after Odinism. They have not gone after Muslims. They haven't gone after the Hindus. You name whatever parameters of worshiping spirits that you want. They have not gone after any of them. But they go after Jesus. They go after the Son of God, because Jesus is the only actual threat to Satan. period. It's not all these other made-up things. It's not all these other, little g gods. It is Jesus Christ. That is the true threat to this world, because this world has chosen to be the enemy of God, and everyone that aligns with them are the enemy of God's people. And God's people is not as big as we like to think it is. You know, I don't want to give a rough estimation out there of who is Christian and who really isn't. I don't care, because when everything gets really dark in this country and the cities are on fire and you start hearing sporadic gunfights, you're going to find God, or you're going to find shelter. And maybe you'll find God in the shelter. But I'll let that day pass. But as of right now, we see the open attack against Christianity. There's a reason for it. And they're trying to demoralize America. They're already kicking out service members at the tune of thousands just because they refuse to get a shot. Dave, we talked about this earlier. Let's get into this. This is a good segue. Not only are they saying that we're going to have a large amount of disenfranchised veterans by 2024, but this plays into Jade Helm. And this also goes into a little bit of a sci-fi question I asked you a while ago, Dave. What knowledge do you have of there being a mind control element within the vaccine? And I'll caveat this. Are they getting the same vaccine we are?
Well, there's different... First of all, I thought it was odd when we went in this... Boy, you're raising such a good point about are we getting the same vaccine, because I thought it was very odd when they came out with all these different manufacturers. I said, wouldn't it be better to streamline and combine your efforts, since you're working in the national interest? Trump brought together all these business and medical interests, and they had this big press conference, and they said, we're all going to work together. And then they come out with competing vaccines. I thought that was weird. And I think you may be onto something there, that the vaccines by different batches are designed to do different things. In fact, I already know that's true from talking to Tom Renz, the attorney for the frontline doctors. To answer your question, no. Can there be some kind of mind control from the vaccine? And the answer is yes. It can be done frequently through what we would call nanoparticles that would stay dormant in the system, and they can be electrified and then affect different parts of the brain. And people say, Dave, that's too woo-woo. Excuse me. 1961, Jose Delgado had a remote control transmitter in a Barcelona bull ring, and this Spanish physiologist was facing a charging bull. He pressed the lever, the electromagnetic signal went out, and the bull calmly walked away. Gale was so taken with this man that they brought him over, and he was beginning to reverse epilepsy. He was turning animals and people into wild, raging balls of fury to very calm and docile just by changing the frequency that would go to the limbic system part of the brain. And then he was snatched up by SRI of the CIA, and we never heard from him until he got out in 2011. And he said that he worked on things he can't talk about, but he felt that they went too far, and 6 months later he was dead, because he was pretty much saying, we're doing things with a mind we shouldn't be doing. And I think that they had him killed. I taught Jose Delgado. I showed his early videos from the 60s in my psychology classes in the 80s and 90s. So, sorry, I'll get to the short answer here. The way you do it is through frequency manipulation. That science exists with Dr. Sherry Edwards, as she does truth-telling analysis on voice frequencies. She can tell what your health issues are through frequencies expressed in your voice. The technology is all interwoven, folks. In fact, she did an analysis of my health, and she knew things that had been wrong with me in the past that were corrected, and she had no way of knowing. And I'm just saying, Doug, the technology exists, and it can be manipulated electromagnetically, and this is what I think 5G is about. I think 5G will be an interaction effect between electromagnetic signals and dormant nanoparticles from the vaccines.
And you think that the government may be giving the military a different vaccine? Let me put it like this. Could there be placebo vaccines out there?
Yeah, I think that Harris and Biden have obviously taken them.
Well, and I say that because we have prominent Democrats who are even coming out that are saying, you know, hey, I've had both shots and the booster, and I got sick. What the hell is going on? I thought this stuff was supposed to work. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I know you're not either. I just question whenever the government gives me a limited amount of months to make a brand new mRNA vaccine and then says, no, you're not going to have to take it. It's just a precaution if you want to. And then within the next presidency is, you will take it or I'll shut down the entire country and kill the economy. So I question the validity of these things. And it makes me just sit back and wonder, you know, what would cause a civil war? What would cause a mass panic amongst the people? Could there be validity still within the test results of these vaccines that killed all the rat specimens that were given it? Could Americans who willfully took this vaccine be negatively or very harmfully affected even more within the next 2 years, 3 years, whenever we see 2024? Because we know there's a 2030 agenda. We know there's a Great Reset agenda. And we know that the Build Back Better plan has to do in between these time frames. So there has to be certain elements of fear that are produced within this country or worldwide that would make people choose sides, that would make people panic. And, you know, the conspiracy realm is wide open. That door has been flung wide open a long time ago from Alex Jones. And I think, you know, the conservative media from the alternative news has really sealed that door shut from the outside. You know, there's no stopping the conspiracy tunnel now. And we have people, you know, like QAnon or all these other groups who are spreading disinformation, truly disinformation. But we don't know the accurate information from the vaccines. We don't know what they'll do. There are thousands of different rumors of what could happen with these vaccines, but there are history lessons here, like you mentioned with the former scientist who was bullfighting. We know for a fact that you can inject something into another animal or into a person and you can alter their state. You can potentially mind wipe them, or you can potentially, I don't know, I guess you could say, amp up their adrenaline levels and make them go, you know, schizophrenic. Imagine if that happened with the military, with weapons, you know, and, you know, you just beam the 5G a little bit louder than the frequency it normally is, and then everyone just starts shooting everybody. This is not really, Dave, on the realms of sci-fi. We're not really stepping off too much into a futuristic look here. There are elements of this that are made by the government, made by DOD, that are made by DARPA. And the real question is, why would it be used? Well, why would it be used, and who would use it, Dave?
It's not just vaccine and 5G-initiated. This technology to manipulate human behavior in a general sense has been around. Nick Begich wrote a book in the 90s, and I interviewed him about it. It was called Angels Don't Play This Harp. And Nick produced all these patents that showed how they could do personality manipulation through Project Harp, narrow beam electrofrequency to broad beam to affect an entire community. The problem with that approach, though, and this is how it's been explained to me by someone who I know that was on Air Force Owning the Weather 2025 research group, he told me that they found in that technology that there were too many people who would be unaffected by the technology and they might not get the complete effect that they wanted. So what they had to do was begin to say, well, we actually need to have something inside someone to make everyone an individual transducer, your own antenna. That's what I believe is going on with the vaccines as a side effect, is that you'll have a personalized antenna and that you can be tracked, you can be controlled. Now, there still will be the people who will be immune. Like if you catch Ebola, for example, it has a 90% fatality rate. Nothing is 100%. But what I'm saying to you is this technology to manipulate human behavior in its crude form was around in 1961. It surfaced in the 90s with Project HARP in a general way. And the vaccines are a more technical, specific way of controlling human beings by placing a transducing antenna inside each individual. So I hope that answers your question. But what we're looking at is an evolution of a weapon system designed to enslave a mentality.
Yeah, and I wonder if that would have the same consequences with these proposed chips that they want to put in people that will go under the skin, and it will record your bio data. It'll record your vaccine status, because, you know, Biden and Kamala said that there'll be no vaccine passport, but someone didn't tell the other governors of all the other states. And we see that the vaccine passport is a real thing in New York, because people are being arrested for it. And, you know, same thing in California. And now on InfoWars, they just posted recently that, you know, there's a chip that a company is creating that the government's looking at using to put under your skin, and probably on the right hand, right, Dave? And then
or the forehead.
Right. And it will hold your bio data. Now, here's another thing that's interesting. They said that Wuhan was not where this came from. They said that China was not really the one responsible originally, right?
I agree. It came out of DARPA, but it ended up being refined and developed in Wuhan.
Yeah. So then remedy this, Batman. Why is it that leaked State Department emails reveal Hillary Clinton knew about the dangers of communist China's Institute of Virology while she was Secretary of State in 2009? Thank you, WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and I did a YouTube on this. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. But I will tell you this. The transport of the initial material they used to modify, to turn it into its weaponized form, went from DARPA to Fort Detrick, and I forget the DARPA original facility, but went to Fort Detrick, then it went to Ukraine, and the first batches were taken by Hunter Biden on Air Force Two. And Paul Preston and I have discussed this. In the couple of trips that Hunter took with these materials, all of the officials aboard Air Force Two have committed suicide. And Paul's done shows on this. So this whole thing is an intrigue into itself. So you're right on the money with what you're implying. By the way, I should say, identify here, and I got to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, but you're listening to the Doug and Dave Weekly Intel Report, where we cover weekly intel stuff. And I just wanted to let you know that we're going to come to a time here where you're not going to be able to get the food, and I believe they're going to pass hoarding laws too. So you better learn to hoard the food that you get. And MPS, My Patriot Supply, will give you balanced food. If you go buy food in bulk in the grocery store, you're not going to have a balanced diet. With this, you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner and variety within. It's not organic food. It's high-calorie food because you're eating to survive. You're not eating to lose weight. People say, Dave, it's fattening. Yes, that's the idea. You're trying to survive. And restaurant quality, great special. If you go to the website, preparewithdave.com, and time is short. Bob Griswold says you need 2 years. DHS and FEMA formally came out years ago and said everybody should have 6 months, and most people don't have 6 days. Please, please take care of this, because you come to my door, I'm not going to be able to help you. I can take care of my family, and your neighbors are going to be in the same situation, and this is what will start the violence. The more people that we can get to be fully equipped, the less likely we're going to be preying on each other. So please go to preparewithdave.com. One more thing. They're going to take down our cell phones, all our communications, before much longer. They can't let us organize. The wave of populism is too great. I promise you, they're going to wipe everything out. This is why people like Steve Quayle, myself, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, we even have a messaging service on what we are using as satellite phones. And we know that when our systems are gone, we'll still be able to communicate critical information with people that are on this system. And it's the Galileo system as part of the satellite phone store. And I really am a big believer in this, because satellite phones will be the last thing taken down. And pretty much everyone verifies that. And they may not be able to take them down. So if you want to stay in touch with your family, your friends, know what's going on around the world, you really need a sat phone. And besides, too, if you're traveling in the mountains or a remote area and your cell phone's not working, your sat phone only needs the sky. So this is really a common sense approach. To find out more, call 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. And also ask them about the Galileo system of messaging, because it will be the way we'll have to communicate when things go to hell in a handbasket. We're talking to Doug Thornton, former DHS agent, also served in the Marines, worked as a contractor. He's got a variety of life experiences. He's now on Global Star Radio Network with his show American Vindicta. We'll talk a little bit about that before we leave the airwaves. And we're talking about the possibility of civil war, but also mind control that Doug brought up, and he kind of was hesitant to bring it up because it sounds so sci-fi. But folks, the patents are all there. The patents are there. Nick Begich exposed all of them in his book. And then, of course, we have the work of Jose Delgado, and now we have all the current research on this. Folks, there's no question. There is a mind control component in these vaccines that they are going to initiate at some point. And the way that I believe they're going to initiate it would be through 5G, which is why the 5G push, even if, and by the way, 5G is bad for air traffic control. There's been articles on that, but they don't care. They want control of humanity, and they're going to do anything. So, Doug, yes, we're going to have a civil war. Our generals are complicit. They're bought off. It's probably a 70-30, 80-20 split right now where they think the Chinese are going to spare them. History is not kind to brown shirts and to traitors. What makes these people in the Pentagon think that the Chinese are going to let them live?
Well, hubris, stupidity, ignorance, and greed. That would be the mixture that I would use. And, you know, just to really validate what you said about generals, I'm going to read this quick article, and I'm going to run through it, but I'm only going to read the quotes from these generals who are talking about the next 2024 insurrection. Dave, then I just want you to take it from there, because I'm probably going to have to mute my mic and punch something.
Okay.
So listen to this. Army Major General Paul Eaton, former Brigadier General Stephen Anderson, and former Army Major General Antonio Tacuba said the Pentagon must prepare for another insurrection after the 2024 election. They stated, with the country still as divided as ever, we must take steps to prepare for the worst. The potential for a total breakdown of the chain of command along partisan lines from the top of the chain to squad level is significant, and should another insurrection occur, the idea of rogue units organizing among themselves to support the rightful commander-in-chief cannot be dismissed. It is not outlandish to say a military breakdown could lead to civil war. They also said that, first, everything must be done to prevent another insurrection. Not a single leader who inspired it has been held to account.
Oh, my God.
Our elected officials and those who enforce the law, including the Justice of Department, the House Select Committee of the whole of Congress, must show more urgency. The Pentagon should immediately order a civics review for all members, uniform and civilian, on the Constitution and electoral integrity. There must also be a review of the laws of war and how to identify and deal with illegal orders, and it must reinforce unity of command to make perfectly clear to every member of the Defense Department whom they answer to. No service member should say they didn't understand whom to take orders from during a worst-case scenario. Now, hold on, because I'm about to lose my mind on this. I've been speaking about this. All military branches must undertake more intensive intelligence work at all installations. The goal should be to identify, isolate, and remove potential mutineers. Guard against efforts by propagandists who use misinformation to subvert the chain of command, and understand how that and other misinformation spreads across the ranks after it is introduced by propagandists. Finally, the Defense Department should war game the next potential post-election insurrection or coup attempt to identify weak spots. It must then conduct a top-down debrief of its findings and begin putting in place safeguards to prevent breakdowns, not just in the military, but also in any agency that works hand in hand with the military. This is disturbing. And they said that some might follow orders from the rightful commander in chief, while others might follow the Trumpian loser. So right there,
how do they know Trump's going to lose?
Well, I think they're referring to 2020, but right there, these three army generals from the Pentagon are already breaking their own vows within this country. They're already breaking their own oaths. To every veteran out there, to every active duty service member out there, to every member of the law enforcement community out there, heed my voice. You did not take an oath to the Democratic Party. You did not take an oath to the Republican Party. You took an oath on the Constitution of the United States, a blood oath to we the people, to defend we the people, the Constitution, this country, from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So whenever a worst case scenario breakdown happens, your oath is to we the people, not them the government. Your oath is to we the people, not your Marine Corps or Army or Navy or Air Force or Coast Guard or Department of Justice or Homeland Security, because if Adolf Hitler himself becomes the next chairman or chancellor of America, are you still going to align with them? Listen, you're eventually going to have to cross a moral and ethical boundary line. And this country is going to force you to do it. And you will either fall along the lines of the party, the Communist Party, or we the patriots stuck out in the frontier. And trust me, friends, it is better to be struggling in the frontier than to be lounging in luxury with the communists, because they will kill everyone that they find to be a threat to them, and we'll take everyone that we need to help us regain the country. And they are telling you right now, they're telling you right now that if you voted for Trump, you're the enemy. What the hell type of country are we living in? This is not America anymore. I've been asking this question for a week now. What does it mean to be an American? Let me tell you what Thomas Jefferson said. Thomas Jefferson said the greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. We have a government and generals in charge of the strongest military in the world, in charge of the nukes, who are aligning themselves not in league with the Constitution. What are we to do with this? Dave, I propose a question to you. If America breaks out into a civil war and the party lines are divided and you have Pentagon chiefs who are saying we don't align with the MAGA country, we align with Biden and the communist Chinese, and then we have the other side to say, well, screw that, we align with the American patriots, the post-apocalyptic American patriots. I really got to get that to stick. And we start losing control of nuclear facilities. We start losing control of drones and of battleships and of submarines. How long do you think the world would wait to invade America? Because if that was Russia going through a civil war, losing control of their military assets, and now we may have loose nukes flying, the world would invade within 96 hours, and nothing and no one would stop it, and everyone would join in, and then everyone would dissect, they dissect every bit of the minerals that Russia has, and we would control Russia for 30 to 40 years. It looked just like Iraq, it would look just like Afghanistan, and we would reap the harvest. And the whole plan here is to sustain the chaotic environment and then try to reestablish a new form of government, because the American form of government just didn't work. And you know who establishes the new form of government? Whoever the strongest country is. And if it's China who's leading the charge, we will be a communist state overnight. I'm going to go punch something.
Is this the point where you want me to respond?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't have much to add to what you said, because you're right on the money. You said it very eloquently. I couldn't have said it any better. The one thing that I think that people need to know is that we have been totally betrayed, and I'm just going to take it back to my work so we can magnify it to the national level. But here in Arizona, where, you know, and I'm not bragging, but I'm going to thump my chest a little bit, no one knows more about the audit than I do here in Arizona, Maricopa County, and what happened and how the election was stolen and who was behind covering it up, and the nefarious forces that have come in from the outside to perpetuate all that. And I'm going to say this without getting into detail. From the governor to county clerk and recorders at the various county levels, votes were stolen with knowledge, with permission, and covered up with knowledge, with permission. Court orders were ignored to surrender evidence. And at the heart of it all, controlling these politicians that are as corrupt as the day is long, is Communist China and George Soros, all both working towards the same end. And what I'm telling you at the Pentagon level, and this is the one thing I'll add, Bob Griswold shared the contents of the article that you just went through with Steve Quayle. Now, I'm getting this is hearsay, but listen, Steve and Bob and I are very close friends. We're all in the same network. So what I'm telling you is 100% accurate. Bob told me that this is Steve's wheelhouse. He has real good connections in the military. And Steve said the three generals were all on the CCP payroll, Communist Chinese Party payroll. And I totally agree with Steve. Totally agree. It's the only thing that makes any sense. They're assuming Trump is going to lose. They're assuming Trump is going to be the candidate. I think DeSantis is the emerging candidate right now. I think Trump is going to have a challenge there. But regardless of who the nominee is for the Republican Party, Doug, the one thing that I would say here that I want people to really understand is that the false narrative is being created that we're going to have an insurrection. That's why I told my New York Times story at the beginning of this interview. They tried to paint me as the insurrectionist willing to take up arms if Trump lost in 2016. They're using the same playbook. They're using the same plays, and they haven't deviated at all. And this was a preemptive article to set the stage to justify roundups and gun control. They want to neutralize us because they know at some point we will rise up against them. But we won't rise up because of an election result. We'll rise up because we don't have food, we don't have water, they're murdering our civilians, they're enslaving us. That's why people will rise up. It won't be over Trump. It'll be over how we're treated.
And I agree. And people like me who served in this government ever since I was an adult, ever since I was 18, were pointed at and saying, and basically told, if you align with Trump or if you agree with anything that has to do with Trump, you're the enemy of the state. Even to the point, and I can't get into this wholeheartedly, but even to the point that they said that my allegiance to the United States was wavering, that I could have potentially been a threat to the homeland because of my political views, or because I spoke to a group that has different political views from those who are currently in the White House. Mm-hmm. We are seriously talking about civil war. Yeah. And I'm not joking with you. That's the reason why I had to get out of the government. Dave, I was going to retire. Man, I only had like maybe 10 years left, and I could have had a really nice retirement. I could have been done with all this, you know, vacationing in my log home somewhere in the mountains and fishing and hunting elk. But that's not what happened. God put me on a different path. And by his name, I will not relent until he tells me to stop. And Americans need to be the same way. You need to wake up. Dave, they need to prepare. Americans need to prepare now, because what we see them predictive programming, and hey, check out one of our last shows about predictive programming. Boy, doesn't this fall right in line.
Sure.
You know, we're talking about the same stuff now. They are telling you that by 2024, some cataclysmic event may happen. There's this weird thing with these people, these leftists, these extremists, that it's like if they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, in my heart of hearts, and if you don't believe me, pray about it. Seek the Lord and pray about this. I'm telling you that by 2024, if we're not in World War III, we're in the Second Civil War.
Or both.
The economy can easily crash. They're trying to take down the dollar. They're trying to destroy the nucleus of the family. They're trying to demasculate men. They're killing our military by forcibly removing war fighters because they refuse to take a vaccine. You know, what happens when, God forbid, what happens when we get into an actual war with people who are completely okay with killing children? China.
We will surrender immediately. and there'll be a reign of terror by occupying forces in this country that we couldn't even imagine.
That's right. And it'll be we, the people, the post-apocalyptic patriots. You will be the ones fighting that. You'll be fighting your own insurgency. You'll be leading your own guerrilla cells, and you'll be going right into the list of everything that they talked about in Jade Helm, because Dave, they have planned for this for a long time. Yeah. It took the communists quite a while to get everything into place, and it started with the wars in Iraq, the wars in Afghanistan, and then it really ramped up with Obama. And then Trump was a fluke, I think. Either Trump was a fluke, or we can go down a whole other path, or Biden is the next big shoe to drop. And I think Biden is so incompetent and so incoherent, he was the perfect candidate to put in for the next big false flag. Could it be another JFK? We don't want that.
Let me just say this too. This is along the lines of what you're saying. And I want to say this too. People called at one time irresponsibly for the assassination of Barack Obama, and I rejected that vociferously. No assassination should ever take place because it negates the people's right to choose. And when you have an assassination like we did with John Kennedy, you're negating a democracy. So, having said that, I pray for Biden's well-being. I pray for his dementia. I pray he leaves office peacefully. He needs to leave immediately. But I'm going to just lay this out for you, Doug, and for the audience. I'm thinking as a globalist, evil, satanic, not Dave Hodges values that just wants the 25th Amendment invoked and Biden goes away. I don't want any violence. But the other side gains from assassinating Biden. And here's what I mean by this. If you go 25th Amendment, then the American public will say, why did we even vote for this guy anyway? How did someone not know this was going on? And it all comes back to the Democratic Party. It's a negative. If on the other side, you kill him, you get the Kennedy effect. When John Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, the bulk of his programs were based on civil rights and staying out of Vietnam. Well, he didn't win the Vietnam thing, but all of his civil rights things got passed under Johnson. Right now, Biden's administration is dead in the water because Build Back Better is deader than a doornail, as well as the voting rights bill. They're dead. Now, if he's assassinated, you may get the sympathy effect of JFK's assassination. Also, you get two other effects. Number one, you can vilify the Trumpsters, which is what these three generals are doing. That's clearly their intent. And number two, you open it up for gun confiscation. So tell me, does Biden leave peacefully in the 25th Amendment, which I pray for, or does he leave at the hand of some false flag assassin that's going to be linked to the Trump people, and then that's going to open up hell on earth for subjugation of our civil liberties? What do you think, Doug?
Well, being that I'm a highly pessimistic person currently, I see that the leftist, the elitist, whatever you want to call them, will do whatever is best interest for themselves and not for us. Mm-hmm. And if they have to kill a world leader, they'll do it. If they have to nuke a world populace to get us all down to 500,000, or was it 500 million, the most controlled number, they'll do it. I give it to you like this. I believe what they tell me. I believe that within the writings of the Georgia Guidestones, that if Bill Gates was able to pay that much money to have all that done, for whatever reason, as weird as it is, and to provide all the security for it out there in Georgia, if he was able to have all that done, then I believe that's what that man wants. And considering the fact that Bill Gates is linked to the hip with all these world leaders, I think they all agree in that. And I think you don't get elected to be a world leader if you don't agree with that. That's why Trump was such a fluke. And at the same time, we have to ask, does Putin agree to that? Would Russia be on our side, or would Russia be on the communist side? I think at the end of the day, a country like Russia will fall in line with whoever is going to compliment them the most.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
And even though they are currently, from what, you know, the stat is, the largest Christian country in the world, and China is the largest anti-Christian country in the world. How could these two possibly align together? So I think eventually there will be an epic battle, and you and I have talked about this. There'll be an epic battle between Russia and China, you know, their neighbors.
After we're destroyed.
Yeah, I feel like either China attacks the United States and a conglomerate of countries, host countries, that used to be our allies will help out with that, and Russia will sit on the back burner, or Russia will try to interfere. Because if America goes down, then the only other country that has to be taken over, it's not Tahiti, it's Russia. Russia is the third biggest superpower in the world.
And they're anti-globalist. Don't forget, they're anti-globalist.
Anti-globalist, absolutely. You know, they have to be taken out. And, you know, the things that we're talking about are the same stuff they speak about at the Bilderberger Group. It's the same stuff that they talk about at Davos. All these elitists, all these technocrats, all these big bankers and former generals, American generals, they all go to all these meetings. And it's all secretive for the most part. You don't know what they're talking about. But I think we all kind of get it now. They're planning for the Great Reset. The Great Reset is called the New World Order. Build Back Better is called no borders, no country allegiances, no country alliances either. And your economy is their economy. The digital wallet. Maxine Waters came out with this 2019, 2018, where she introduced a bill for the government to have a digital wallet, where the government would then issue you a certain amount of credits every month, just like in Star Trek. How convenient. This is the route that we're going. And, you know, eventually when the petrodollar fails and you can't buy anything in this country, you know, at the rate that you used to be, people are going to loot, they're going to riot, and we're going to lose control of cities. And you thought 2020 was bad. And law enforcement, however, will now be part of the looting and the rioting. Because unless law enforcement starts to get an extra stipend or starts getting goods and surpluses given to them, they're going to be eating this crap sandwich just like the rest of us, Dave. So,
well, it's going to be like the federales. That's what I would.
It absolutely will. So this rollerball, Judge Dredd style, dystopian country that we're soon going to live in if we don't change our ways, we're all going to be hurting. And once again, you need to prepare. You need your food. You need guns. You need armor, for God's sakes. You can buy it in this country. Buy your body armor. Buy night vision. Call Bob Griswold. Get you some gold and silver. There's all different venues for that. Be prepared. Be smart. Buy books that have any type of instruction manuals that helps you and your family survive, because it benefits me, the warfighter. It benefits the patriots of this country that when my fellow patriots have enough food preserves and good water, good ammunition, good guns, a decent training and decent knowledge in between their ears, it only benefits us to help resist and to survive. Because that's what we're going to have to be relying upon, is the skills that we have. Dave, they can easily take down the internet, and now you can't get on YouTube to learn how to cut your grass anymore. They can get on the internet, and now you can lose all these manuals that you've saved on the cloud. Buy books. That's like my secret weapon to people, is buy books. Buy any type of manual that tells you about carpentry, electricians, electrical work, small engine repair. All these things are going to be extremely useful, because we're going to have to go back to something that Americans haven't done in a long time. You're going to have to go back to physical, manual, laborious work. You're going to have to use your hands, forage for food, potentially learn how to grow food in communities. Because, Dave, I don't know how you feel about it, but I believe that one of the only ways that you can truly survive a post-apocalyptic America after the Civil War, because there'll be no more states, Dave. You know, you'll have the West
there'll
Coast.
There'll be regionalization, just like we saw in the TV show Revolution.
That's right.
We're almost out of time, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your show. We got about 45 seconds.
Hey, this is Doug Thornton. You can find me on American Vindicta. My radio show is on the Global Star Radio. That's gsradio.net. Go to the archives. Look up American Vindicta. Last night was episode 25, and we were talking about what it means to be an American. And I put a lot of really good stuff on there, especially about the EMP and about the different types of stuff that you're going to see during that environment. I humbly ask you to challenge yourself to be prepared and challenge your community to see if they're prepared.
When are you on?
At 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Monday through Friday. Yeah, and it's and then of course the archives are available, and it's just, ladies and gentlemen, the time is really short, and you need to take shows like this and share. And you don't have to agree with everything we said to share, but if you heard things in there that you think are right, you need to present this to people, because we perish for a lack of knowledge. Doug, we're out of time, my friend. Thanks for joining us. Great report here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care.